The pasuk says, "Loy silbush shatnes." You're not allowed to wear klayim. Means pishtin and flax and linen and flax and wool together. Kedilim taslecha. The pasuk right away says, "No, but make tzitzis." The yomer, the pasuk says to make tzitzis. Like Rashi says, "Loy silbush shatnes." The somach lay right after the pasuk says, "Kedilim taslecha." For dashin and smuchim, we dash and the pasuk says one after another to teach us the sharin and klayim betzitzis. That when you're wearing your beggar shell tzitzis, if it has klayim in it, you're allowed to do it. Unless you have a beggar made out of flax, and now you want to put woolen tzitzis on it, you're allowed to. You say yes, v'decholos asay. Alma, what do we see? Asiyase v'decholos asay. That's how we know this yisoy. There's an essay is v'decholos asay. Now v'yomer Rebbe Loza, samuchim min haTorah minayin. How do we know you can make such a drosha? Like here, the Torah doesn't really say you're allowed to put shatnes into your tzitzis. It's only a smuchim. Right after the lav of not to wear shatnas, the Torah says the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it's a smuch is one next to another to teach us that the mitzvah applies even by a beggar shel shatnas. How do we know there's such a drosha like that? Tomorrow says Shenemun is a pasuk in Tehillim that says smuchim laad loilam asuyim biemes v'yosha. There's such a thing as smuchim laad. There isn't any smichus. If something is written next to the other one, it's for a purpose that it's written one next to another. And therefore, we learn out one from the other. The Yomer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Loza, Mishum Rav Yeloza Ben Azariah, Minayin LeYevoma Shenoflo Fnei Mukashrin. How do we know if a Yevoma falls in front of a Mukashrin? That means, again, there were two brothers. One brother died without children, so there's a mitzvah now for the second brother to marry his wife. What's going to be if the second brother is a mukashrin? I mean, he has leprosy over his body, and it's very hard for her to marry him. So how do we know, shein chos min oisa, that we don't like just close up her mouth and say, listen, there's a mitzvah yibam now, your brother has a mitzvah to marry you, and you have to let him marry you. How do we know we don't do that? We don't close up her mouth, but rather we let her talk. And if we understand that she's saying she can't be married to this person. The brother is a mukashrin. He has boils. He has leprosy over his body. She can't get married to him. So how do we know we listen to her? And therefore the person cannot be miyabma. There's no mitzvah yibum. Maybe there's chalitza, but mitzvah yibum not. Shenamar pasuk says, loisachsum shor bedishoy. Says when you plow the fields, you're not allowed to muzzle up your animal. There's a laugh. Loisachsum, don't muzzle up the shor of the yaks. Fadisha when it's plowing the ground. The Samachlein, right next to this pasuk, the Torah says, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov. It says the parasha of Yibum, that when you have two brothers living together, and one brother dies and leaves over wife without any children, that there's a mitzvah Yibum. So we learn out smichus, we learn out one from the other. Like what does Yibum have to do with the lav le'sachsim shor b'dishoy, not to muzzle up the mouth of the shor? It comes to teach us that sometimes by the mitzvah Yibum also, we don't muzzle up the mouth of the Yivama. That means if she says she can't get married to this person, he's a mukashrin, we listen to her, and there's no mitzvah to marry her. Trashi Shein Chosma means, we don't tell her to be quiet, like not to listen to her. That we should force her to marry him. We force the man. We tell the man, just make chalitza. She doesn't want to marry you. She has a good reason. So we say, just make chalitza. Now, Chosman Rashi says, that's the Lashon of the Pasik. There it means muzzle. But it's the same thing. We don't muzzle up her mouth to say, don't listen to her. Let's say there's a mitzvah that the brother has to marry her. No. If she complains and says she can't get married to the brother, we listen to her, and we tell the brother, don't be miyabim, don't marry her, but rather make the mitzvah chalitza. How do we know this? From a smichus, it says two psukim, one next to another. So we see there's such a drasha like this, you can learn out one from the other. By the Yom Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the Chiddush now. That afilu l'man d'loy daros muchim, even if you tell me somebody that the Musul Siyaman the Yom Rav Yehuda that doesn't dash in smuchim b'yalma in the regular four, in the first four chumashim, in Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, doesn't dash in smuchim. But the Mishnah Torah in the Pasefa Devorim, that's called Mishnah Torah Dorish. There he agrees that you do make these type of drushes of smuchim. It means the Torah says one pasuk. And right next to it says another mitzvah that we do have a right to learn out one from the other. Like we're doing here by tzitzis. The pasuk says tzitzis right after the lav of wearing shatnez. So it comes to teach us that you are allowed to wear tzitzis even though the beged is made from shatnez. Even though you have a flax beged, you're allowed to put woolen tzitzis into it. So we have to understand why. Why is Mishneh Torah different than the rest of the Torah? We'll soon explain why. First, we're going to prove the point. Rabbi Yehuda b'Yalma. Rabbi Yehuda's shita all over means in the first four chumashim in the Torah, in Bereishis, in Shemais, and Yikra, and by Midbar, loy darish. He doesn't make this type of a drosha of smuchim. We'll soon see how we see it. Even though two psukim are one next to another, he doesn't learn out one from the other. But over Mishneh Torah, and the Mishneh Torah means when it's repeated over, most of the Varim are things repeated over that it said in the first four Svarim, darish, then he does darish in this parasha of smuchim. Now how do we know this? First of all, ubi alma minolam d'leidorish. All over means in the first four chumashim. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is you do not dash in smuchim? How do we know this? The Tanya we learned like this. Ben azay omer. Nema the pasuk says mechashefa loisachaya. You can't keep a witchcraft alive. Mechashefa. For a lady that does witchcraft, you can't keep her alive. The nema the pasuk says kol sheichiv in behema maishumas. Whoever lives with an animal is supposed to be killed. Now these two psukim say one after another in Shemais. Some chuinyan loy, the psukim say one after another to learn out that ma shreichiv in behema b'skilom. Just like if somebody lives with an animal, you get skilo, we kill you through skilo, we stone you. Af mechashefa b'skilo. Who are then mechashefa? Usually women are more oisik in Indian kishuf. That's why the pasuk says mechashefa lashon of nekeva. A witchcraft, a lady witchcraft. So the Torah says he gave her a skila. How do we know it? From smuchim. That's Ben Azay says. Now, even though the pasuk just says mechashef alois chaya, don't keep her alive. But how do you kill her? The pasuk doesn't say. So Ben Azay says learn it out from smuchim. The next pasuk talks about living with an animal. There it's skila. There also mechashef gets skila. Now Omele Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no. Just because the two psukim are written one next to another, is that a reason to give him a chashefa skila? In other words, he doesn't know from smuchim. True, if you live with an animal, you get skila, but what is it going to do with the pasuk before? Mechashefa, the pasuk just says, don't keep her alive. It doesn't say how she should die. So how do you know you give a skila? So Yehuda has a new drasha. Ela oiv v'yedoini b'chla mechashefa moyu. Oivy Yedoin is also the type of people that do type of witchcraft, that they make believe that they move fast, and they make believe things are moving, things are changing. That's Oivy Yedoini. Rashi says, what it is. Yeah, type of magic it is. So Rashi says, no, you don't Rashi the Chsibba, you... Oh, it doesn't say what it is. Yeah. Is Bechlal Mechashefa Moyu. These two people are also Bechlal Mechashefa. It's also witchcraft. So how come the pasuk says these two cases separately? Is lahakish lehem v'leimer. It comes to teach us and to tell us v'leim lechom ma oiviyadoni. Just like these two people oiviyadoni. The skila that the Torah there says clearly they get skila af mechashefa v'skila. Who are the mechashefa also get skila? Now Rashi says lahakish aleim. Rashi says, this is one of the ways we dash in the Torah. That's called Dover Shoye Bechlal. Something was in the cloud. The Torah says a general cloud, don't keep a Mechashay for life. And in that is an Oiv Yadoni. The Yotzim in a cloud. And now the Torah says in a special posik, Oiv Yadoni. Is Lilmoid, Lerla Lam and Alatzma Yotzah doesn't only go out to teach on itself that Oiv Yadoni gets Gilam. The cloud is rather, Elalalamed ala cloud kulu Yotzah. It's going out to teach us what applies to the whole cloud. That just like Oiv Yedoni gets Kilo, who are then any Mechashefa also gets Kilo. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows a Mechashefa gets Kilo. So in other words, he does not hold from Smuchim. The fact that it says living with an animal gets Kilo, he doesn't learn it back to Mechashefa even though they send one next to another. So you see in the Sefer Shemais, he does not hold from Inyan Smuchim. Now the Gemara says, of the Mishneh Torah Minolan, how do we know that in Sefer Devarim he does agree to the klal of Smuchim, the Dorish? How do we know we dash in Smuchim in Mishneh Torah in Devarim? The Tanan, we learned like this. Noisei Odom Anusas Oviv Umufutas Oviv. A person is allowed to marry a wife that lived with his father. Now as long as his father didn't marry her, it's not called Eishes Oviv, just Anusas Oviv. His father had Nus. live with a lady, the son now is allowed to marry her. She's not your mother, not talking about you were born from that. Stam, if your father lived with a lady, you're allowed to marry her. Who are then anusus aviv or mufutas aviv? Whether your father talked her into having znus, or whether your father forced her to have znus, you're allowed to marry her. Who are then anusas benoi? What about the opposite way? A father was allowed to marry a lady that his son lived with. Even though his son lived with a lady, forced her to live with him, still the father is allowed to marry her. If your son talked the lady into living with him, they had znus together, still the father's allowed to marry her. Whereas the issa kalosoi, not to marry your daughter-in-law, is only if your son got married to her, then there's an erva, she's your daughter-in-law, you're not allowed to marry her. But if your son just lived with her, not through getting married, not through kedushim, there's no lav. That's the Tanna Kamma Shita. Rabbi Yehuda oiser, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's also. The anusas aviv and mafutas aviv. If you hold that a lady that your father lived with, the son is not allowed to marry you now. Even though the father was not mekadesher, didn't get married to her, but since your father lived with that lady, whether it was through anusa, whether your father forced her, or whether your father was a mafutas, means your father talked her into it, made her to agree to do it, still the son is not allowed to marry that lady. How do we know it? The Yomar Rav Gidl Omar Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this, that a son is not allowed to marry the lady that his father lived with? The Yassir, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Lo Yikach Ish Es Eish Esav. So this we would know. Here the Pasuk says the son is not allowed to marry his father's wife. So Pshitit means even where it's not your mother. If it's your mother, Pshitit can't marry with you, can't live with them. But the Chiddush is even though she's not your mother, as long as she's your father's wife, you're not allowed to marry her. Then the Pasuk says, V'lo yigala k'naf oviv. Not allowed to uncover at the clothing of your father. Lo yigala k'naf oviv. So we dash in what it means to say is, k'naf shero oviv. Means that isha that saw your father, any isha that was with your father, lo yigala, you're not allowed to marry her. That's the way you dash in this Pasuk. Now the question is, v'mimai de banusik siv. How do we know it's talking about a nanusa, your father forced her to live? Maybe it's talking about that he married her. How do you know this? That's talking about even banusas aviv, that even your father forced her to live together. So Yehuda says, because miluya the crow from the pasuk before this, yedashin smuchim. The pasuk right before this, in the end of Perichov Beis says, the last pasuk in Perichov Beis is this pasuk is the first pasuk in Chav Gimel. Now the last pasuk before that, the last pasuk in Chav Beis says that v'no son ish. Says if a man is mafato manas, if a man is manish anisha, means a man goes to an ara and forces her to live with him, there's an inyan that you have to pay a kanas chamishim kosef. The pasuk says, "V'noshan ish hashoychi b'mo lavi anar," to pay the father of the nara chamishim kosef. V'samach lo, right after that pasuk, it says, "Lo yikach isha," you're not allowed to marry a wife of your father. And who are din leigala knaf oviv? So Yehuda says yedashin smuchim that just like the last pasuk in Chav Beis is talking about if a man forces an hour to live with him, he has to pay a knas $50. This pasuk of leigala knaf oviv means also the son is not allowed to live with a lady that's Sora's father. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does dashin smuchim for the Gemara of Rabbonin or the Zoy. What's pshat the Rabbonin? Why do they say your son is allowed to marry this lady that the father lived with? Why don't they dash and smuchim? So Moran says, he have a somach leikon kamrit. If would be right next to one and the other, you'd be right, I'd agree with you. Whereas if right after the last pasuk of Gimel that says, v'noshan ish ashrech v'imol v'yanara, chemishim kosev, the next, the beginning of the next pasuk would be, lo yigala k'naf oviv, you'd be right. Of a hashto deloy somach leik. But not, it's not right, it's not next to one another. Why? Because the beginning of that pasuk is, Lo yikat ish ish esh eshes oviv beitayim. Like it says in between, the last pasuk was if you force a naira to live with you, you have to pay your father $50. Then the next pasuk starts off lo yikach ish eshes oviv. So that for sure means you're not allowed to marry a lady that your father was married to. So even if your father dies or your father gives her a get, you're not allowed to marry her. Then the pasuk first says v'lo yigala knaf oviv means you can't live with someone that your father saw. So it's not a good smichus, because in between the end of this pasuk and the end of the last pasuk is the beginning of this pasuk that has nothing to do with it. So that's why the Rabbanan says this is not a good smichus, And therefore, the Rabbi, we'll soon see what the Rabbi do with the Pasuk. But I call upon him, it's only also to marry a lady that your father was married to. But if your father was not married to her, you're allowed to marry her. So if so, how did the Rabbanan do at the end of the Pasuk? What does it mean, V'lo yigala kanaf oviv? What does the Pasuk mean? So the Rabbanan Darshan, the Gemara says, it's talking about the Shomeris Yovim, Hakosiv Medaber. It's talking about a Shomeris Yovim. It's talking about a case where the brother died, and your father now is the one that's supposed to marry her. So he's a Shomeris Yovim to your father. In other words, your father's brother died, and his wife now falls to your father for Yibam. So there's a mitzvah for your father to be Miyabim her. Now, if the son goes and lives with them, that's an Avera. And the Chiddush is, V'laver Olav Bishnei Lavin. There are two Lavim involved now. First of all, there's a law that she's called the Shemeres Yavim. Anytime an Isha, a case of Yibum, where again, there were two brothers and one brother dies, so that lady now is not allowed to get married to anybody. Up until first she gets either Yibum or Chalitza. Before the other brother gives a Yibum or Chalitza, she's called a Shemeres Yavim, means she's a lady that's supposed to be watched, that only the Yavim, the other brother, could either marry her or else give her a Chalitza. But before one of those two things happens, she's also to the world. So this lady anyway is also to the son.
And really, this lady is also Machmas 3 Yisurim. First of all, it's like your aunt, it's your father's brother's wife. Secondly, she's a Shemeres Yavim. And secondly, she's a Shemeres Yavim to your father. That's this extra inyan that is also to the son.
But I call upon him, we have a riot of Yehudi Shitter is, even though in Shemais and the rest of the Torah he does not dash in Smuchim, here by Mishneh Torah and Devarim, he does dash in Smuchim. So now we'll explain it why. So the Gemara asks now, the Mishneh Torah, my time with the Dorish, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, how come in Mishneh Torah and Devarim, he does dash in this type of limit of Smichus, one Pasuk next to another Pasuk? So Gemara says two things. Iboy Yisayma Mishum Demuchach. One thing is because it's muchach means it's showing it, it for sure means that. Like that's the only purpose is there. We'll soon see the Gemara explains it. The Rashi says the muchach means muchach, it's clearly there for the purpose of this Rasha. That there's no other reason why it's there. That's called muchach. It's clear that that's the purpose of what it's here for. We'll soon see why. The Iboy Yisayma second teretz is Mishum the Mufni. And Echanam, it's not a new klal really, but just it's extra. The Mishnah Torah means it's extra, since it's an extra pasuk, therefore we make the drush of smuchim. Now, Iboy Yisayma Mishum the Muchach. The first teretz was because it's muchach, it's clearly, that's what the Torah means. Why? The Yim came, Lichta Rachmon Agabi Arroyas. If the Torah just meant to say, if the Torah did not mean to add something new, of Anusahir, the Torah just meant to say that a son cannot marry his father's wife, so that's Tama Pasha of an Erva. What is it doing here in the Devarim? It should have said all the way back in Vayikra, which talks about the Pasha of Arroyas. That's the Kasha. The Imkeim, Lichta Rachmona Gabi Arroyas. If this Pasuk only meant to say a real Erva, so it should have said it before in the Pasha of Arroyas. Rashi says, Lichta Rachmona Lahai, Leigala Kanachoviv, Legabi Arroyas. If it's only talking about a regular case of your father's wife, so it shouldn't be here in Devarim altogether. It should have been in Vayikra, where it talks about the union of Arroyas. Since the Pasuk says it secondly here in Devarim, it means for an extra purpose. So that's called Muchach. It's Muchach, it says clearly the Pasuk is coming to teach us something new. What is it coming to teach us? Once we know it's here to teach us something, now we can use smuchim. Now we say, look at the pasuk before. We're talking about a man forces an Aaron to live with him. So we said this pasuk also means a lady that your father forced to live with, the son is not allowed to marry her. Iboy Yisrael, the second teretz of Mishum the Mufni. Means here the pasuk is extra. What does that mean? The imkein lichta rachmona lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. The pasuk just should have said, you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. Lo yigala kenaf oviv. That means you can't live with somebody that uncovered your father, that saw your father. Lomeli, what do we need it for? Like, if it's not coming to say something new, for what purpose is it here? It explained itself already, you can't marry your father's wife. So what's new about lo yigala kenaf oviv? There's a chumash you have to say.